94 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Before a roaring crowd, Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic nomination for president last night. ABC's Jonathan Carl breaks down her speech from the convention.
But Donald Trump has used words like American carnage to talk about America, has portrayed a more isolationist, protectionist view that is at odds with what Ronald Reagan was all about. So this was Kamala Harris. I mean, she didn't say the words city on a hill like Ronald Reagan did, but full embrace of patriotism, the American flags waving here, the chants of USA, USA, USA.
Aiming to sharpen focus in the final weeks before the election, the White House says President Biden will dispatch National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to China soon. Relatives of tech mogul Mike Lynch and his 18-year-old daughter say they are devastated and in shock after the sinking of that luxury yacht off Sicily. Their bodies were found and now have been brought to the surface. Everyone who died on board now recovered. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The universities of Wisconsin will ask for $855 million when Governor Evers and lawmakers start work on the next two-year state budget next spring. The Board of Regents approved President Jay Rothman's spending blueprint yesterday. It includes millions to fix up or replace older buildings. Faculty and staff would get pay raises. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Monona Grove School District has revealed a budget crisis 3 years in the making, and families are upset. Earlier this week, district officials released a letter stating they'd pulled $8 million out of the district's reserve fund over the last few years because of overspending and mismanagement. At last night's school board meeting, dozens of parents showed up to voice their frustration. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, the district now faces a $1.8 million budget gap for the next school year. Moms and Honorary Moms, a local nonprofit, needs your help. Moms on a Mission is a group of volunteers who supervise lunch hour outside East High School. They have free water and snacks, which are a big hit with teens, but mostly they're offering their presence. They get to know kids and can offer them support. The group started a few years ago after a big fight at East, and since then, the number of lunch hour fights has dropped. They need donations and more volunteers. You don't have to be a mom. An honorary mom is good enough. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think. And you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at WaterLanternFestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Friday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll do a recap of the DNC in Chicago, Illinois. Was quite a party. Tune in Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So, let me start by thanking my most incredible husband, Doug. Incredible father to Cole and Ella, and happy anniversary, Dougie. I love you so very much.
Yes. Yay for love.
Yes.
Oh my God. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, live from Max and Benny's in Northbrook, Illinois.
Yeah. We're out in the burbs.
Right, I mean, and JoJo from Jersey is here just fresh from God knows what, probably a rave of some sort.
I was at the library again last night, and I knit a blanket for you. I just don't have it.
You. JoJo just hit 1 million followers. She is,
yes.
Was at the White House last week, right? She's one of those fancy influencers. Chris and I are just radio nerds.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we found out how far down on the totem pole radio is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I texted Lindy Lee, and she's like, oh, I'm down in the front row. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she's a super VIP, though.
But
yeah.
The one thing I told Chris, I was the many celebrities that I accosted, the security was like this, but then the person's like, Stephanie. I'm like, yeah. Jenny,
we matter.
I am someone.
We're smart.
Oh, this was Nancy Pelosi. She was with her entourage on the phone, and I just like got right up in her face. This curious, like, she's on the phone.
But I was like, she was faking it.
Like that. She looked at me. She was like, and then Christine Pelosi was with her and took a selfie with me. I'm like, she knows. She loves me.
Everybody knows. Everybody knew Steph. Obviously, like everyone was 1,000% knew Steph, and I was just following her like, see.
Yeah. You're like my little cub reporter. Like, I was like, I got you down the clock, and you're like, where? I'm like, damn, go. She's
right over there. I got her, and she stole my Tide pen.
Oh.
She stole, I love you, Jasmine Crockett, but I need my Tide pen.
Oh, my God.
You're a liberal helper.
You don't buy coconut trees.
What? I mean, it's just almost hard to process this week, isn't it? It's like sensory overload in every way.
Oh, I'm like, wait, what was, there was a Monday this week? I don't remember.
Oh my God. I feel like I've been here 1,000 years.
Actually,
go home.
We have.
Yeah.
No, it was incredible. I can't even, I looked at my pictures and I was like, oh my God, I met Gavin Newsom. Like, that happened. I'm like, what?
Isn't he almost like just too dreamy in person?
I tried to make him, or he wishes he forgot meeting me, but yeah, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's so tall.
Chris and I worked with him at Current TV, and we had I did some panel with him. Okay, you be Gavin Newsom. Just ask me anything.
Hi, what's your favorite color?
And I'm gay, and they're like, oh, my God, you're so pretty.
There's a picture of me sitting on a panel. We were on a panel with him, and there's a picture of me sitting on a panel with him, and I'm going. Just because he's so charismatic and handsome. And
I'm never washing my hand again.
Yeah. Well,
it reminded me when Kerry Washington spoke last night. I did an event for Obama. She was an Obama surrogate before Scandal, before she was Kerry Washington.
Right.
And, you know, I did an event with her for Obama. And I remember just seeing her going, who is that human that's way better looking than a human normally is? I can't process exactly. But yeah, and then we once did a panel with Gavin Newsom and John Fugelsang.
Yes.
You tried surviving that, ladies.
No. Impossible.
Right. Well, John's awake. All right, come over here. We get a second. Poor John. He just finished his radio show like 7 minutes ago.
Yeah. He got 7 minutes of sleep and now he's here.
Yeah. We were both subverbal in the elevator. We're like,
And he was also working on his book this week, but he finally turned it in.
Separation of Church and Hate.
That's right.
God. Yeah, some people were here working, Joe.
What
you were doing, party girl.
I was told you. I knit you a blanket. I was doing that all morning, too.
Sure.
You were in an Irish pub last night.
Dang it, Chris, I can't do anything.
Isn't every pub Irish?
That's a question. This one had a wheel.
Oh.
All of a sudden, they were spinning a wheel, and people were like, whoa. And then they stopped on 5 Jaeger shots. I didn't do them.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do them. Wow. I didn't do them. Wow. It was madness. No shots.
I think the next stop after 5 Jägermeisters is ER, but okay.
Definitely.
But, we've just been talking all week about just the spirit, the feeling here in Chicago. I was telling Chris, I did a couple segments with John Fugel saying he got sick of me, which who wouldn't? I was in the hall for something, but I wanted to get back to my hotel to see Kamala because I didn't want to miss anything because the hall is great, but it's, you know, it's actually harder to see and hear everything. And I just didn't want to miss a word of hers. But anyway, I'm walking back to the hotel and there's this whole bar of like music and people it's largely African-Americans, mostly African-American women, like, dancing. And,
wow. Yeah.
And they just were like this, like, come on in. Oh. And so I just, like, came and we're like, and I'm like, white ladies can't dance.
She was dancing like a bag of knives being thrown against the wall.
I thought I knew them because they were like, okay. But that was like the whole feel.
That was the mood of the city.
Yeah. The city and the party, Chris, and the convention.
Yes.
I keep saying, saying there's room for everybody at our barbecue, right?
Yeah. I mean, everywhere I went too, the same thing was normally people get cranky with crowds and stuff, or at least that's been my experience, or maybe that's just me. But they were incredible. Everyone was so nice to each other. Yep. No one was like, get out of my way or nudging each other.
Right.
It was awesome. The camaraderie and the community was amazing.
Yeah, we went to that great Women for Harris luncheon for Gwen Walls.
Right. Was that yesterday?
Yeah. Just, I mean, crazy power women. I got an interview that posted with Maxine Waters. Jan Schakowsky was there.
You met Uma Thurman. Uma Oprah. Oh, my God.
Uma.
No, not at all. You're the first one.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's my normal Thursday, is hanging with Uma. But anyway. But yeah, I mean, right? There's like on and on, just the list of like power women that were there. We were there with Politics Girl and Charlotte Clymer and Allison Gill and who's it? Abby Wambach and Glennon Doyle spoke, and it just was we were laughing. I was
Shannon Watts.
I was when it was over. We were all outside calling Ubers. This lady and I were like, "Wow, there's a lot of sisterhood in here." But out here, we're like, "Bitch, that's my Uber."
That's so true.
Except for the sister. That's my effing Uber. Get over, back away.
That's 100% true. But I left early. I don't want to deal with any of that. No Hunger Games for me. Sorry.
But I mean, it's hard to pick highlights. But for you? What was your experience like?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was so, well, just generally speaking, when you're walking the hallway and you're like, you know, like Gavin Newsom, you just see people like J.B. Pritzker, you just see people, just shout their name like it's like a game.
Right.
It's like they don't know the name.
I was like, Manraju.
Right.
Yeah. I loved it. This is why we're soulmates, because you're actually even younger than the age I lie about. But you and I, you're both like so spazzy. Like I'm old and still spazzy. I am still a, you know, car dealership wind pumping when I see people. But we both were like, we were two crazy straws.
Poor Senator Gillibrand. I like literally lunged at her. She's like,
I really startled Gretchen Whitmer. She was lovely about it. And I literally physically accosted Molly Jungfest three times.
Yes, you did.
By the time I had her on the show, I was like, I've calmed down. I've calmed down. It's like your small dogs when you come home. You're like, that takes like, you know, maybe 10 minutes. Okay. Biscuit. Okay.
Yeah, it was like this. Like, that was the craziest part. You just see people that you're right. Like, yeah. I love you. I know you. And you're like, no, I don't really know you. But
political nerd prom.
Oh,
right?
So, like, oh, my God.
Oh, God.
It was like a cross between that and like some kind of weird orgy. I can't explain. Without sex. I mean, largely.
Oh.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Stop.
For you.
Anyway, some of
my big highlight was like, I found someone to blow out my hair.
Yeah. Just see, now I'm gonna, now that I know that exists, I don't need the other stuff. So,
all right.
Yeah. That's
fine.
Steph, can you find me a blowout?
Oh my God.
What?
It's not the kind you're thinking. Where do you get a good blowjob in Chicago?
You're bending down.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, dear.
You said BJ.
Hair. We were in the context of talking about hair, Sean. Don't be such a tight ass. A rod up that man's butt has a run.
Here understood what we meant, right? Right, right.
Well,
right.
She said the BJ one.
Oh, I didn't.
She did.
She did. This one. Who? I'm an angel.
She was my wing woman trying to find me a girlfriend this week. You had the most inappropriate thing about what someone might do with their finger at a certain fancy event, and that was so inappropriate.
I know. I said finger sandwiches.
Okay, stop it.
And it was fun being your wingman. I was just watching you work. I was like, any tall person, you're like, bing,
I was like,
bing,
12 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Like, tall o'clock.
12 o'clock, figure out, straight, gay, 12 oh o'clock, God. Go.
And then after you talked to them, you're like, well, what do you think?
This is the scintillating political discussion that you came here for.
What's going on behind the scenes? She's also writing a book, DNC Strange, My Experience.
Wait, how did I get here?
But I mean, I just, again, because don't you feel like, oh, are we being partisan? Was that just an amazing speech? Was it, obviously we're looking at, whether you're looking at ratings or just even across the political spectrum, people saying this is the best convention I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you said it this morning, but yes, it was.
Yes.
I got to tell you. Last night they were handing out American flags.
Yeah.
And I love this country. I mean, that's no secret. I love this country. We all of us. I mean, I'm speaking for everybody, obviously. But the patriotism that we're reclaiming.
Chris was saying the flags kept getting bigger.
Yeah, they kept getting bigger.
Supersized us.
Yeah, the one that they like took off with, like, the side.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Is that girl okay? It was like one of those things where it's holstered to her. I'm like, oh, boy, that's a big flag.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. But sorry. Yeah, it was amazing. But everything about last night, this whole week. But you said it best. You're like, it's kind of funny because they're talking about patriotism and veterans and, you know, all these other issues.
Football. Yeah.
We're that party.
We are.
Yeah.
We are that party. We've always been that party, but we're just shouting it out loud now.
And they keep trying to, like, spin that there were, you know, protesters and violence and this, and there just wasn't.
Yeah, there were protesters, but
yeah. Of course.
There was a party.
Well, we had, Joe and I had a funny moment. We were waiting for our Uber when we left the mansion. And she's like, that's a bomb-sniffing dog. That's a bomb-sniffing dog over by that chicken place. What was it? Chicken.
Chicken.
You're like, chucking a chicken nugget in the neck. This is not how I die. I have children. I can't take a flaming chicken nugget in the thorax.
I mean, it would certainly be a funny way to go.
Like, well, she was taken out by chicken nuggets.
I was New Park was going to end me.
Sorry, I didn't say that. We're a little giddy. We've had no sleep.
But it wasn't a bomb.
Yeah,
it was not. It was nothing.
It was a nugget.
It was a nugget. Everybody calm down.
But yeah, other than that, it was a party.
Yeah, so because what Chris and I were saying, it's just, man, have you ever seen someone step into their power and into their moment? That was Kamala Harris.
That was. It really was.
Just.
She was phenomenal.
And that America got to know her story and got to meet her.
Even Chris is positive, and he's usually a giant buzzkill, C-blocker.
This week was flawless. It really was flawless.
I got thrown off the beginning of the week at Sexy Liberal when I got off stage after my first set. Chris went, and I'm like, big thumbs up. I'm like, he's never nice to me. What is happening?
Because that was 10 years ago, Saturday.
That was 10 years ago. Yeah. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the OG Sexy Liberal. Speaking of Sexy Liberal, Credo Mobile.
Credo Mobile.
They became liberal helpers before we even thought of it.
Yep.
I wasn't born yet, was I, Kevin?
No, you're
not. Thank you. America's only progressive phone company. They care about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Karen from Chicago, my beloved little schmoopy bear. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from your phone company. The nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. Hi, Violet Newstead, please hold. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. And now for back to school, in honor of Tim and Gwen Walls, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo, and they'll donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, things like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand-select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other, take care of each other. Oh, it's good, good, good. Like
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah, we are live.
We're playing air drums.
Max and Benny's. Stephanie Miller, end of the DNC party. It's almost too much eye candy for one table. John Fugelsang and JoJo from Jurors still here with us. Oh, hello, John Fugelsang.
Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to my ragingly heterosexual cat owners meeting. Christine, thank you. Against J.D. Vance. Ragingly heterosexual dads who own cats against J.D. Vance. Thank you all for being on my Zoom.
Oh, no, no. A man that takes his cats for a walk in a stroller in Greenwich Village.
Yes, I
I'm
do.
I'm not kidding.
Yes, I do. Gay men call me words I can't say on the air.
So we were talking about, I guess it's our Bobby Kennedy Jr. endorsement day.
Oh, isn't it exciting? Yes. Bobby Kennedy is going to try to get Donald Trump elected just like he's done every day this year.
Yeah. Isn't it exciting?
That's right.
He may, you know what, he's crazy. He may throw a curveball. He may endorse the dead bear cub, the dead brain worm. You never know.
Yeah, my God. Let's. By the way, I'm having a fundraiser for the brain worm because I'm really worried about it. It's clearly not doing well. Bobby Kennedy's not going to win the Hyannisport primary. I mean, like, there's easier ways to get your family of Kennedys to stop talking to you. That's all I'm saying.
Someone at Cornell West walked by and Dean Phillips. They're like, you want to talk to them? I'm like, no.
Oh, they offered me Dean Phillips twice.
No.
I'm like, you know what? I'd love to have Dean Phillips on my show, but today's my day to perform oral sex on the homeless. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I need to go through my mental Rolodex to remember who Dean Phillips
I'm getting,
was.
I love to. Like, I'm getting in the
Well, we've had a bit of a glitch. They've frozen on us, so it is too early to break. I can take a call. Let me take a quick call.
And let Chris know.
Hey, Kevin in D.C. You're on with me because we've got a technical glitch with everybody else. How are you, Kevin?
Well, I'm glad to be the go-to for a glitch, but I'll take it. Hi, Jody. Mm-hmm. Always nice, nice to talk to you.
It's your show now, Kevin.
It's your show now, Kevin. At least for the next couple of minutes.
I get to run my mouth? Amazing. No. Seriously. The reason I called is because 5% of me was worried, you know, that soon-to-be Madam President, you know, would be upstaged that with all the gamut, big and small, of the incredible turnout, the incredible speeches and so on, that she would be out, you know, maybe overshadowed, especially by her vice president
right.
that spoke the day before. boy, I should have known better. Bam, bam, spank, hitting myself with a ruler in the knuckles. Man, she came into her own.
Yes, she
if
did.
If this was a superhero movie, this would be the moment that Wonder Woman spun around and first appeared in her Wonder Woman costume or something. That was something else. Talk about meeting Madam President.
This Absolutely.
Talk about your origin story.
Absolutely.
This is the point of the... And I got to tell you, this is... If you ever wondered what it's like to be... I'm sure you've been one, but I always enjoy this, being at black parties presented by black people. There's at least a couple of times where my white cousins were a little worried about being the... One of the only ones.
Sorry, Kevin. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. A new invasive species has found its way to Wisconsin. The Eastern Asia's elm zigzag sawfly does minor cosmetic damage to elm trees. The zigzag sawfly was discovered in Portage County on the 4th of July. Wildlife officials now say they've spread to 17 Wisconsin counties. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Reedsburg School District has canceled the first 2 weeks of the varsity football team's games, and we don't really know why yet. The district sent out a release saying there's an investigation in the community, but that vague answer was all we got. The release said, quote, due to confidentiality concerns with any issue involving students, there is nothing further that can be shared with you about this matter, end quote. They were supposed to play River Valley tonight, and next Friday they were set to take on DeForest. JV games will go on as scheduled. We'll keep you updated on this story as we learn more. Meanwhile, the Packers have signed Madison native to the defensive line. Keontae Shad played for 2 seasons at the University of Minnesota, then 1 at the University of Oregon. Since college, he's played in both the UFL and USFL, where he had the second most sacks in the league in 2023. He'll wear number 98 for the Packers. No doubt he'll be happy to come home to Wisconsin. Keontae Shad is a graduate of Madison East High School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow sunshine, mid 80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey everybody, the DNC is over and I'm taking a breather. Don't worry, I got you covered. Special guest host Matt Rothschild is up next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Science major. I am so impressed with how large this AI-generated crowd looks tonight.
Hi, this is Jody Hamilton. We're having a little bit of a computer issue with the remote in Chicago right now. So it's you, me, Sean, and Kevin in D.C. Are you still there?
Yes. This is surreal.
It's the Kevin, Jody, and Sean show.
You hit a hard break hard.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I forgot to. I was hoping I wasn't going to get up because say, hey, what's up, Sean? Long time no talk to you.
Kevin, good to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. So, I was saying, first of all, thank you again for taking my call.
Of course.
And there's like a party. Everyone's invited. Ain't no party like a...
Exactly. Exactly.
And I got a props to Chicago. I mean, I didn't know Chicago ruled like that.
I know.
I'm glad a different view of the city than the stereotypical. I'm so sick of that every time... Especially those people mention Chicago, that's their go-to,
right.
You know, for insults. And the, and comparing, I'm sure you saw the clips of comparing the Republicans convention.
Oh, yeah.
With ours.
They were great.
Oh, and I mean, I'm a guy who loved, one of my fondest memories, corny as it may be, is sitting with my grandmother years ago watching the Lawrence Welk show.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too young or dumb to know how low that program was, because that's what it's like. It's like comparing Soul Train to the Lawrence Welk Show or something. No offense to the Lawrence Welk Show fans, but when we can even make a roll call awesome,
right?
You know, and don't you think they're going to do that from now on?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a way to top each other every 4 years. It's going to be fun to watch, and we might be coming back to Chicago in a couple minutes, so I'm going to have to say goodbye, Kevin. All right.
Thank you so much, Chase Hub, through the phone for letting me on.
Of course, anytime, my dear, anytime. We love having you. All right,
thanks,
bye.
Kevin.
Thank you. Bye.
So we're trying to get them back, everybody. I don't know if you can hear. We can hear them at the moment. I don't know if they can hear us. We have Lynette in Minnesota. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it's now your turn. We're still trying to get them back up from Chicago.
Okay. No, I just a little bit of a reality check. I was at the Minnesota State Fair yesterday, and I was walking by the Republican booth, and they had a, you know, like a little banner that says never walls.
Oh, God.
You know, and I just walked in and the lady was standing there and I just asked, what's wrong with walls? And she said, oh, well, I served in the military and he's lying about his record. And, you know, it's just like I'm not the best at not the best at these things, because I just said, well, then he's just not a good person because of this one thing that you're saying. He's saying that he's lying about something with his military record. And she said, I served in the military.
Right.
And he didn't have that title. And I just don't know enough about it to, mm-hmm. you know, and I just said, well, he's been a fabulous governor. And
yeah.
I just don't know how this one thing is supposed to just eliminate him as a person. And it's just the negativity of it. And the friend that was with me, he's kind of an independent. He goes, well, why would she say that?
Right.
And I said, yeah, why? Why?
Exactly.
It's just, so, I mean, I guess if Malcolm Nance was there with me, he would be able to give, because I don't understand the military ranking system. So she's, you know, going, well, this rank that he had, he said he didn't, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just they focus on one thing, and everything else doesn't matter because of this one thing that
exactly.
they decided.
Okay, I think we've got them back, so I'm going to have to say goodbye,
Hi,
Lynette.
Jody.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Have a good
Thank
one.
You.
All right, so we have them back, do we? We think we do. Am I correct? Sorry, guys. This is, you know, all the moving parts that are happening right now. They're getting settled. That's good.
Okay, you can start.
Okay.
Stephanie. Okay, folks.
John, Stephanie.
Yeah. It's
just going to be through
you guys
here.
Are live.
You guys are live.
Yeah.
John Daniels is here. Joe Joseph is here. Some disembodied voice. We can't get everyone on camera. All right. Anyway, John Fuller saying, we were talking about, first of all, can I just ask you as a man, and a man who's been unbelievably well endowed. It's not safe masculinity. That was strong and right. I love Michael Hyde. He said, Tim Walzer shows American men, especially white men, that a better vision of manhood and masculinity exists, which is far more loving, successful, decent, and appealing than the toxic dress up bravado we get thrown in that. So what do you think we've heard of this gender gap? You know, I mean, it's a little disheartening, isn't it? I mean, I don't mean boys for dogs, so. That's what I said. I mean, obviously, most women, you know, get more men like Tim Walz than like Donald Trump.
I just want to take a moment to talk about toxic femininity from Stephanie Miller.
Oh, God.
You know, I made the terrible mistake. Well, let me tell you, I just want everyone to know what religion I really am. That's why I wear pants that tight. Stephanie Miller, I made the terrible choice of letting my child come to the Sexy Liberal Show in New York City, and my child had to ask my wife why Stephanie was talking about my penis on stage for him. And my wife had to have the talk a bit earlier than she thought she'd have to, or did. That's just Stephanie saying daddy's handsome. So, I'm going to send you my child's therapy bill when the time's up.
Because you are a divine creation made by Daddy Giant.
I think it's great. Oh, well. God knows they've comforted you plenty of times. I want to say it's great to have a conversation about toxic masculinity the same week that Corey Lewandowski rejoins the Donald Trump campaign. But it's only because Donald Trump wanted someone on staff who had experience in beating women. So he's all set to take on Donald. You got to realize, like, look at the last night of the Republican convention. Are there any famous wife beaters who said the N-word on tape who weren't invited to speak that last time? We just finished a convention where we saw possibly four presidential spouses speak on stage. Donald Trump couldn't get his wife to speak at his convention or show up at his trial.
Yeah.
Toxic masculinity is its own punishment.
One of the Google things was, help my husband find out who I voted for.
Yes.
It is who said it. Tim Walz, what is this, the He-Man Women-Haters Club over there?
Yeah. And you know, that's a campaign in itself. Like, what you do in that voting booth, no one is going to know. No one needs to know. And that's what a lot of women need to be told, sadly, that we still live in that world. But, yeah, no, that's your business.
You know what I do in that voting booth? I always yell out, who used up all the conditioner? Because it's always funny. Election workers love jokes like that. Can I also thank Michelle Obama what a speech.
If you had told any of us 15 years ago that one day at a Democratic convention, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama's wives would give better speeches than Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. I mean, you know what I call that speech? That's Michelle Obama's when they go low, we step on them speech. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear Melania Trump's cover version of it. I'm almost awake, thank you. Let me just say, Stephanie does the show at What the Hell O'Clock in the morning. I do my show at What the Hell O'Clock at night. We do offer our show as a free podcast for non-serious people, and I'm not a serious person. So we were up in the crow's nest every night. Like, we were up way, way high, like we're calling a hockey game every evening. And Michelangelo Signorelli joined me two nights. We actually got Stephanie Miller to join me at the night spot for like half an hour.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But I, with all due respect to the wonderful city of Chicago, I may have reached my threshold of Chicago hockey arena cuisine. I don't need to see crinkle fries for the rest of my natural life. My colon has a motion to vacate. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good week for me digestively.
I was like two. I brought the second black dress, and I was like, "Was this actually a little dress? This is a week ago." And by then,
you know, I need a shoehorn to fit on the plane to get home.
You buy me the banana. And I was like, "Where'd you get the banana?"
I sold my mom's TV for a smoothie at that thing.
By the way, you mentioned RFK.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Oh, yes.
Like, they've been on said now. The whole campaign was to merge Kamala Harris and to help Donald Trump. So now they think.
RFK said he only got into the race because Joe Biden was too old, which means his campaign is 1 month too old right now.
If Kamala aren't involved, his impending endorsement would probably only be a small help in absolute terms. It could have an impact in some swing states. I mean,
that's Stephanie Miller quoting Karl Rove, folks. He's one of the top of our country.
That's a brain work of Paula Reffer. I mean, I know. It feels after this week, it's easy for us to feel like we've got a blue tsunami coming. And I hope we do. And I believe that we do.
Yes, don't let the rapturous feeling blind you to how scary and dangerous things still are. The Democrats have to win by such a large margin. Because they're going to claim fraud no matter what. They're going to try to steal it no matter what. For all of Brian Kemp's bravery of standing up to Trump by hitting the real thing, the Georgia legislature passed a law saying that the Republicans there can now throw out the ballot total of any county if they have a feeling there might have been something wrong, which means they can throw out the votes of you-know-who. The fix is already in on the local level in so many ways. Please don't get complacent. Please act like Kamala Harris is 10 points behind every day. Everyone gets 10 people to promise. Yeah. They'll get 10 people to make sure that it works.
But remember, Dukakis was up 17 months after the DNC.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so absolutely, it is. And I think,
by the way, what does it take to have an assassination attempt, a convention, and naming your VP in 1 week and no bumps?
Yeah, exactly.
Although I don't mean to make any jokes about the shooting. You know, we had to do a show in Boston that night, and it was very, very scary. I just want to say I always wondered what would ever happen if gun violence ever affected someone Donald Trump actually loved.
Yeah.
And we found out nothing, not at all. But
he took the Lawrence O'Donnell from Boston.
So just think about this. Maybe if we start... If we start dressing up all of our children as Donald Trump and we send them to school, maybe Republicans will finally care about school shootings.
After Kamala's bump, you're going to put the Kotex back on the field.
You'll still wear it. If you can hear Lisa,
please, big tampon, gentlemen. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour. This is important. The show brought to you by, is Hefe your dog there, Sean? Because he needs to come on. He needs to
start. Is Hefe there?
Put him on camera. Get up to say something. Hefe was a persnickety dog, and I gave Sean some documentary.
Dr. Martin, you mean the freeze-dried raw food?
Yes, Sean. That's what I got.
Have you heard about this malarkey called fractionation?
Yeah.
Yes, it's where it makes your mind so it makes it seem
my sleep.
There's less cereal in it than there is. And that's not good. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. And yeah, everything you wish you could get something that's as weak as you could. Every single situation that's whatever it is. I'm dogs, ain't better.
I mean, Stephanie Miller's been telling me for years to try this food. Cesar Millan told me to try this food. I tried this food. It was so good, I had my dog try it.
I saw Katie Fang list to face Don Mueller dog. She's gone too, so I don't feel so weird. It's not me. She's
Are we still in the end?
I'm sorry. Okay. Dr. Marty's Nature Blend right now, 54% off and a free bag.
Hot Frisbees are very popular with the cats in my house. You steal it from the dog in my house. I'm interspecies with Dr. Marty's. It's that good.
It's getting long. Cats. Good thing you got it. Okay. DrMarty.com/Miller. Text Miller to 511-511. Text B-5.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Cesar Millan, the original host of The Dog Whisperer, relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code Stephanie.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together change makers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It is 53 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody and Sean are trying to hold down the fort while we fix some technical glitches that are happening in Chicago for the remote. Connie in Chicago. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Jody. Hi. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Had the wonderful opportunity to see the Sexy Liberal Show in Chicago on Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And what I was calling in for was because I actually had the experience of going to my car at the end of the evening, and it was dead. My battery was dead. So I, as it, you know, as we do in Chicago, just thought, you know what, I'm just going to ask around. Somebody's going to be able to help me here. And three carloads, not able to help, but, you know, somebody drove in and ran up to them to ask for help, and you're not going to believe who it was.
Who?
Richard Chu.
Lovely.
So he and his wife actually came over. They were just so lovely, and he got my car started. I got home safe.
Oh, good.
Had a lovely chat with him, and just have to say, everybody should give his show a listen. He's great. But just goes to show that that's the kind of masculinity that we need, you know, that sort of helpful and kind, and I just thought he was lovely. So just wanted to give him a shout out and a shout out to all the sexy liberals. It was an absolutely amazing show.
Oh, good. That's so nice to hear. I'm so glad that he helped you out. Richard's a lovely human, so I'm glad that, he was the one to help you.
Yeah, we made such a nice connection.
Oh, good.
Another reason to love Richard Chu.
Another reason to love Richard Chu. Thank you so much, Connie. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So good to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, happy DNC week.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Pat in Florida. You're on with Jody and Sean on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Jody and Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I am a lifelong Dem. I'm old. And I just wanted to say, having watched many, many conventions, the thing that impressed me the most about this one, in addition to the electricity in the air and the joy, was the absolute fearlessness of everyone.
Yeah.
Every speaker, everyone who came to bring their story to the stage, did. I mean, I was so impressed by the, this sense that MAGA can either get on board with decent society or be left behind, their choice.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It was just, I was just so encouraged by this, what seemed to me to be a real mental change in our party, and I was thrilled beyond words. So that's
it.
All. Don't want to take any more. Yeah,
thank you
so much.
Thank you.
And you guys,
are you still there? Nope, she went away. Okay, now our phones aren't working. Isn't this fun? So,
do people know I brought my dog here today?
To people, we should show you with your dog.
he's hiding in the corner here.
He's hiding. Yes, he brought Hefe with him, who is a, you know, eats the same food as Bonnie and Clyde do. And he is the sweetest little puppy. He is so sweet.
And they were very cute together until.
He got a little scared, I think, because Clyde really, really wanted to play so hard. And Bonnie was a little standoffish, but everybody was good. Everybody had a good time. And now they're all gone. He's hiding under Sean, and Bonnie and Clyde are upstairs now. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's just, it's, hi. We're trying to do this. We're definitely getting everything fixed so that you can see Stephanie and John and everybody again, and especially Representative Schakowsky, because she will be on in the next hour, so you definitely don't want to miss that, because she's amazing.
And I think we're going to get everybody back when we come back
at the top of the hour. So that's very exciting for both Sean and me. So yes. Anyway, so thank you guys for bearing with us on this day of tech issues. We really, really appreciate it. And we will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with hopefully Stephanie Miller.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, comedy sports improviser and my friend Amy Westrup is my guest host all morning, and we're wrapping up our coverage on the DNC coming out of Chicago. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.